Nigeria's football. When you go there, everywhere on the streets, it's unbelievable. Because, you know, when we played for Nigeria and when we go back to Nigeria, it's, you know, you could, they still worship us because we played and for the country. But I know the football has gone down a lot now because the Nigerians are really hungry for more success. Because if you look at the top 10 African countries, Nigeria's not in it. And for a nation like Nigeria, of the people that they've produced, that's really poor.
Why do you think that is? They missed out on qualification for the Cup of Nations in 2012. This year, they've got through to 2013. But why do you think that is? Why have their standards slipped?
I just think we just need to rebuild the whole national side. You know, I know Stephen Keshi is the manager there, but it's supporting him, but it's like picking the right players and not going on merit, not about names anymore. You know, the people that really want to, you know, hungry to play for it. Because about 2 weeks ago, I was speaking to Odemwingie from West Brom, and I said to him, I said, how does he find it? Because he was on the reserve side when we went to the 2002 World Cup. And, you know, I was looking after him as a young kid. But he just said to me, said, Soji, I just want to play. You know, it's not the money, it's nothing. I just want to play for my country. He said, but the organization is not just as good as before. So those are the things that we need to really build on. It's not the players. The players are there. I think it's, we have to start from the top. Now it's to start from the top to make sure Nigeria's national team gets better.
Do you see that changing? Do you see that happening? They're in the Cup of Nations this time around. They've got Zambia, the defending champions, Burkina Faso, Ethiopia in their group. I mean, there's going to be all the talk of can they win it for the first time since 94? I mean, and all that pressure will be there. And it's about, I guess, putting a team together. Can you make that organisational change?
Well, with the players that we've got now, obviously we've got Peter, Moses, you know, other good players there. With that group, I think the whole nation will be saying, that's a very easy group, which for me, I would say the same thing. It's a very easy group, but we now know what football is all about now. We can't take anybody for granted. These people are, they have the coaches, they got, you know, advanced in their football terms. So we can't just sit back and think, okay, it's just turn up and do it. We have to start from the beginning, and that is really getting to camp as early as we can, get the players together and really train hard to do it, because if not, it's going to be a big surprise. But if you say put my money on it, I'll definitely know that Nigeria has to get out of that group, no matter how it is.
Do you think in the past maybe they haven't been as professional as they could have been then in their approaches to these tournaments?
Yeah, it's 100%. They've not been professional enough. Because I think when they turn up, they don't turn up in the right time. Possibly 2 weeks before the game, they don't turn up. They turn 3-4 days before the game. There's no way the coach can do anything. Because the coach will be there, but he can't force you to come out of your house. He's invited you. So I have to say to the players that they invite, you know, home base or foreign base, they have to turn up when the coach asks them to turn up.
Do you think it's helped Nigeria with their top players coming and playing in the English Premier League and European leagues? Or has that caused the problem here, the fact that the players are playing at the highest level for their clubs and maybe the attraction isn't always there to go and play for Nigeria?
It has helped we players. It has helped the Nigerian football players that are there now. Because, you know, exposure. We need exposure. The names on the map from, you know, when all the players come out, because most of the players, Nigerian players that came abroad, they're household names in this country and even around the world. I know people think about it that now some players are going to go out there and say, oh, I just want to go abroad and just get money and leave it. They don't have that passion to play for their country anymore. But some players are like that, some are not. But to the question, yes, it has helped massively, yeah.